So this next segment is going to be covering sharing value, appreciation, gratitude for and of others, what they do, what they bring, their qualities, their uniqueness, them being. And these will not only stir up reminders of the good that they provided out there in the world, it'll also translate into a frequency that will just magnify tenfold. Also known as, for example, the ripple effect. Because instead, there can be the other frame. There's the other side of it. For example, jealousy, judgment, criticism, which only create barriers, halts, walls, setbacks, and do not allow an individual to move forward into what it is that they're trying to accomplish. So again, guys, I hope this next segment that I'm about to share is helpful for you in order to amplify more value in your life by valuing others around you, appreciating them, and showing gratitude. Greetings, good day. Testing my check 1-2. Astoria Park, getting a nice vitamin D off of the sun, feeling the warmth. This is 70s, calm, quiet. I may be the loudest one in this area of the park, but so I'm going to continue reading off of a portion that I feel is very valuable to me, as well as what I've had to now promote. So coincidentally, it's been a portion off of this book called Everyone Communicates, Few Connect by John C. Maxwell, which was given to me by health coach, health maven, Maria. Now, this is talking about failure to value everyone. But in essence, to add value to others, one must first value others. Here goes. Today, I see my purpose as adding value to others. It has become the focus of my life, and anyone who knows me understands how important it is to me. However, to add value to others, one must first value others. In the early years of my career, I didn't do that. I was so focused on my own agenda that I often overlooked and ignored many people. If they weren't important to my cause, they didn't get my time or attention. I think this wrong attitude is very common. Hence, this is why these days I am reaching out to those people and not only offering them joy and compliments and basically being their hype man, but I'm also promoting them to speak on their behalf of the accomplishments and the successes that they've provided. Anywho, going back to John Maxwell, one of the best stories I've ever read that illustrates this point is told by a nurse. She explains, during my second year of nursing school, our professor gave us a quiz. I breezed through the questions until I read the last one. What is the first name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely this was a joke. I had seen the cleaning woman several times, but how would I know her name? I handed in my paper, leaving the last question blank. Before the class ended, one student asked if the last question would count toward our grade. Absolutely, the professor said. In your careers, you will meet many people. That's true. I've met a handful of people. No, excuse me. I'm undermining. It's countless, especially in New York. Anyways, all are significant. They deserve your attention and care. Even if all you do is smile and say hello. I've never gotten that lesson. I've never forgotten that lesson. That was thanks to John Maxwell. I also learned her name was Dorothy. Continuing on. To succeed in life, we must learn to work with and through others. One person working alone cannot accomplish much. This is true. I can speak on this behalf ever since my injury. Oh man, ever since I had to step down with Amazon. Anyways, continuing. Excuse me with the phlegm that I have in my nose. I actually cheated and had some mint chocolate Greek yogurt. And I was just tempted. It was so good at the moment, but it was a bad because it's been like this for 2 days. Anyways, continuing on. One person working alone cannot accomplish much. As John Craig points out, no matter how much work you can do, no matter how engaging your personality may be, you will not advance far in business if you cannot work through others. That requires you to see the value that others possess. When we learn to turn our focus from ourselves to others, the whole world opens up to us. This truth is understood by successful people in every walk of life, in every part of the world. At an international meeting of company executives, one American business person asked an executive from Japan what he regarded as the most important language for world trade. The American thought that the answer would be English, but the executive from Japan, who had a more holistic understanding of business, smiled and replied, "My customer's language." If you are involved in any kind of business, having a good product or service isn't enough. Becoming an expert on your product or service isn't enough. Knowing your product, but not your customers, will mean having something to sell, but no one to buy. And the value you place on others must be genuine. Damn, that's powerful. As Bridget Heyman commented, "You can talk till you are blue in the face, but people know in their gut if you really care about them." That makes sense. All right. I'm going to stop it at that. And hey, I hope you guys are able to do what you can this day. And we're able to find some tools or some insight in this, because that's what I hope to produce, as it does for me. Anywho, Godspeed, and see you later, or talk to you later.